The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Many people who practice mindfulness or practice meditation, maybe everyone, has an intention to practice. And they have a wish, a desire, a sense of purpose. And they're, you know, they have a deliberate feeling, this is what I want to do. And that's nice, but people often have a challenge in following through on that intention, that wish, that desire. Sometimes it's just as challenging as just simply getting to the cushion to sit and meditate, if that's what they want to do. Sometimes it's sitting and meditating and then getting around to it, being mindful when you're sitting there, because after all, there's wonderful things to do. Louder. And now there's wonderful things to do besides, be mindful. There's thinking about all kinds of things, alluring things. And so the ability to stay focused, follow through on that intention is part of the art. So I'd like to suggest some different words that maybe are not so commonly associated with the practice, that maybe if you kind of think about in these terms, these concepts, maybe it can give you a little bit more strength and, to be present. Rather than simply having the intention to practice, to be mindful, have a commitment to do so. Be committed. Some people get frightened by the word commitment. It's a big word. I kind of like the word because in Latin it means, it comes related to the English word mitten, because it has to do, I think the mit part has to do with like hand or fingers or something. It's to touch something, it's to have contact with it. So with our mittens, with our come mittens. And so this idea, it's this idea that you're in touch with something. So commitment, not just a mental idea, like abstract idea, like this is what my commitment is, but rather it's a kind of a staying in touch, almost physical touch, to what is our heart's purpose, what we're trying to do, what we're doing right now. And this idea of staying in touch with what we're doing, so if you're focusing on the breath, the commitment means you stay in touch with it. You stay connected to it. So it's, for the purpose of meditation, a commitment and being connected, connected to. The other kind of words that are related, that I like, maybe it works better for some of you, is the word devotion. To be devoted to the practice, or dedicated. And that can give also a little stronger feeling of being holistically engaged. You're devoted to something, you give yourself over to it in a full, more committed way, more engaged way, more wholehearted way. And so maybe for some of you the word devoted works better than commitment. Some of you might be the word wholehearted. So not just committed, but wholeheartedly engaged into the practice. So you might, as you go through this day, this morning, you might see if you can reframe what you're doing, as opposed to, maybe don't even think about it so consciously. So having a conscious intention can give you a little more like emphasis to really stay here, not wander off in thought. But maybe words like ideas of commitment, to be committed to the steps as you walk, the breath as you sit, or to be devoted to it, or be wholehearted about it. Maybe those words can give you a little bit more of a felt sense of really kind of being here and being involved. So thank you.